You're listening to The Gluten Experiment, written by Ashwa Alawati and performed by Sarah McGuinness and Joe McArdle.
There you go, a gluten-free raspberry muffin and a latte. Let me know if there's anything else you need. Enjoy.
Dana, can I see you in my office, please? I'm afraid this was your last chance, Dana. You're fired.
But I asked her if she was allergic and she said she didn't like the taste of it is all. I mean, who can taste gluten? Can you taste gluten, David?
No, but you can't keep experimenting on my customers.
I only experiment on the regulars to follow up on their progress after checking that they're not allergic to gluten.
You're not a PhD student here. Here, you are a waitress. This isn't a place for experiments.
This is where I disagree with you, David. You see, people are more likely to lie when they know they're being studied. But here, no one would notice anything. Especially the regulars. They're perfect guinea pigs for my research.
Oh, I could not be happier for you. Now, leave.
Oh, come on, David. I doubt any of the customers even know what gluten is. It's a kind of protein found...
What gluten is, Dana.
Hey, I'm not judging here. It's fine if you didn't.
Dana, I'm going to say this once and for all. You were fired.
I tell you what. I promise to leave if Tabitha out there realises that she's enjoying a regular muffin. You're free to go and check on her yourself. Please, David.
Fine. I'll go check.
So? What did she say? Did she notice anything?
No.
I knew it!
All right. But this is your last chance. I mean it.
You're the best. Morning, David. Guess what I found out last night?
What? Amuse me.
Apparently, we don't offer gluten products. They're all gluten-free. You've been fooling me and the customers.
But I never said we served gluten products. Even the stands outside point to the gluten-free only.
Why would you do that?
Well, think about it. No one ever asks for gluten in their food. They ask for gluten-free. It saves us some hassle.
Why have labels at all?
Well, people like to think they have an option.
But you keep criticising my experiment and research.
Well, my behaviour is a business tactic. You, on the other hand, are working for your own selfish end.
I can't believe you've let me go on with this lie for so long. This messes up all of my data. My PhD, David!
Well, maybe next time, choose to conduct your research somewhere more appropriate.
You're a horrible man! You're nuts! I quit.
Nuts. Now there's an idea.